This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us.
Ralph Kermit, Way to Road the Second. I'm sitting in for John Stettmiller today, and I'm very lucky to have, I'm very honored to have two guests, Dr. Judy Wood, that has written the book, Where Did the Towers Go? You can go to her homepage, wheredidthetowersgo.com, and it's the only independent forensic investigation out there. It's it. And I highly recommend, if you want to read a book about what happened about, with based on evidence, not supposition, not just smoke and mirror stuff like Obama and all those folks, lies. WhereDidTheTowersGo.com. Buy a book and learn what the evidence behind what actually happened. And I also have honored to have Dr. Morgan Reynolds. I apologize, I called you Dr. Morgan. It should be Dr. Morgan Reynolds. I'm honored to have you on the show today also.
Thank you.
I have a couple of things I want to get started off again here, and then we guys will take it where you want here. Is there were five other buildings at the Twin Towers that had nothing supposedly hit them or do anything, and they went away with holes in the ground. How do we explain that? And then some of the more astounding stuff that really you have to give it a little bit of thought is this non-self-quenching. The process of turning to dust, the dust settled, and all of a sudden it gets smaller and it starts rising. And then from the satellites, you can see dust above 911, above the Twin Towers. How does that happen? If you actually had any type of a explosion or a demolition or anything, there's a little bit of dust and it settles to the ground. It does not start rising up into the higher levels and be able to be photographed from satellites. How does that happen? Non-self-quenching. Just, that's a scary thought.
That became one of the interesting parts, is that it went up, and it went up to the point it blocked out 100% of the sunlight for a short period of time, to the point the first responders couldn't even see their hand in front of their face. You know, it was a total blackout. Then they said, thank goodness the car started, going into spontaneous combustion. Then they could see where they were.
Well, that's shocking, issue. I mean, because they were hauling in dirt. And bringing in dirt and turn around and hauling out dirt that looked like it was steaming or something. Wait, why would you haul in dirt and then try and haul it right back out again?
Well, it's how you clean up chemical spills. Like, you know, you put kitty litter on your oil spill in your garage to soak it up, to take it out.
Yeah, but I mean, this is an amazing process. We got a caller. I want to take a quick caller here and then we'll continue on. Jerry in Chicago, you got a question or comment about 911 for our guest today?
Thank you very much for taking my call, Ralph, and I'm glad you're filling in for John. I love listening to you. And Dr. Judy Woods, I have a question for you. How many cars outside of a certain area from the epicenter of the Twin Towers coming down were burned spontaneous combustion?
Well, I don't use the word burn because that implies the origin. Remember, I use this other language. I call it toasted, you know, like it's toast. It's history. If something happened to it, you got to get another one beyond repair. It's, you know, damaged. I don't know, you know, you can count how many were in I call it the toasted car park. How many were there? It's over by the Embassy Suites Hotel. It's about 750 feet or so from the towers. The closest point to the WTC complex. But there were 1,400 vehicles that there was enough left of them that they called it a vehicle, that they counted it. There are other ones that were just gone. You know, there's not much left to them. But they're all over the place, up to about a half mile away, that there were witnesses to what they called spontaneous combustion. That's the best description the layperson had. They don't know to use a neutral language. They said it went into spontaneous combustion. This one poor first responder was trying to find an explanation for it. He decided maybe a fireball got loose from the towers and rolled down the hill down by the drive down there by the East River and
FDR,
the seaport.
Roosevelt Drive.
Yeah. Yeah, and FDR Drive, right. And it, you know, because the car just looked like it went into spontaneous combustion, and he was trying to think of what would cause that. Maybe a fireball, you know, came from a half mile away and hit it.
Well, can I ask you one more question? I thought
sure.
It was from your book. I thought it was from the interiors burned out, the tires burned off, and the door handles and the glass were blown out. Correct?
Yeah, all I know is that, you know, we do see pictures of them with what looks like flames coming out of them, but I just noticed the pattern. It's not necessarily that it's melted or cooked or burned, but the door handle's missing. You just notice the patterns. What you see is similar in all the vehicles. I'm not going for, you know, an explanation. I'm just identifying what happened. That's one of the hardest things for people to do. It really takes a lot of restraint because people want to jump to the answer. That's what we're trained to do, unfortunately, in our quote, educational system. And being a forensic scientist, that's what I've done my whole life. I know to just keep the slate clean and what do I see here right in front of me? And ignore, you know, I name my specimens, I name the characteristics in it as I'm working with it until it all comes together. So this issue that looks like burning, I call it toasting. You know, you find a different word for it until you determine what it is. And I'm not convinced it's fire. I think it turned into fire in some cases. But yeah, the door handles went away. The fittings that hold like the bumpers on, the like bolts or something that would come loose, there's patterns like that. So maybe something affects those materials and not other materials more easily.
Another amazing thing were the vehicles that are turned upside down. And there wasn't any blast wave, and the leaves are on the trees. So something extraordinary went on.
And if the building slammed to the ground hard enough to toss the car upside down, you'd see it on the seismic charts.
Well, I think one of the other.
Yeah, I forgot about the seismic charts. Well, thank you very much. Let me get the next caller in. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for calling.
Well, I think some of the other thing is it looks like molten metal coming down the sides of the building, and then there's on the ground, it looks like aluminum and this iron. It looks like that's burning, but where's the molten metal? Do you have a comment on that? How can that be?
Well, what we see is this glowing liquid. Now, you know, people immediately want to jump to the answer again. But it's just, I just call it orange glowing stuff. It's liquid, it's orange, it's glowing. But then you see these orange glowing things sitting on paper that's not burning. So can that be hot? And aha, we do know that hot things glow, but not everything that glows is hot. Think of a fluorescent light bulb versus an incandescent light bulb. One's hot, one's not. They're both glowing. So it seems to involve some kind of process that glows without producing heat.
Which is not in our our realm of reality of what we think we're seeing.
Right, and again, people are trained to, you know, immediately jump to the answer and just like taking a multiple choice test and guessing the best answer. That's how our school systems train us. But instead, observe with the evidence. The evidence always tells the truth. You just keep looking at the evidence long enough, and it'll tell you exactly what happened. As I say, if you don't know what happened, just keep listening to the evidence until you do. Resist telling the evidence what it should be looking like, you know, because then you're cherry picking. So if you just look at the evidence and see, you know, pretend that you're there, standing there, you're looking to the right, look to the left, what does the air feel like? What does the, you know, just absorb the environment as though you're there, and you can feel what's going on.
Okay, we're going to break, and we got a couple more callers. Back in a minute.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, this is Ralph Crummett, Winter Road, back, and I have two guests, Dr. Judy Wood and Dr. Morgan Reynolds, and we got a whole list of callers here, so let's start through them. Joel in Wisconsin, you got a question for the guests?
Dr. Judy Wood says if you look at the evidence long enough, you can determine what happened. And
it's Dr. Judy Wood, not Judy Woods. Go ahead.
Okay. And Dr. Morgan uses the evidence to prove that what they said happened didn't happen. Now, I agree with using it for that, but
it's Dr. Reynolds, by the way, not Dr. Okay. Morgan. Go ahead.
When they give you the evidence, you can't trust the evidence. Therefore, the only thing it's good for is to use against them. So by trying to determine what happened by the evidence they give you is, I think, ridiculous because...
Do you have a question concerning the evidence?
Yeah.
An opinion?
But let me insert this. By the way, I'm using the evidence. Would they give evidence that is against their own interests, like the seismic signal? The NIST report was basically truthful. They just came up the wrong, they didn't lie. He just came up with the wrong conclusions and, mishaps that, maybe it was, force there, but to lie, they get into legal trouble. So that's why they could not analyze the collapse. But there's information in there that is quite valuable, but I collect a lot of information myself independently from independent people and interviewing independent people, taking my own photographs in some cases, and, yes, there's a whole lot of information there. That's why I filed a federal QI-TAM case. I made a federal case out of it. That this information was available and that these contractors were committing fraud, science fraud.
Okay, next caller, Fred in Michigan. You got a question for one of the guests?
Yes, for Dr. Judy, PhD, whom I see as the equivalent to Dr. Cyril Wecht, if anyone knows of Dr. Cyril Wecht, very preeminent scholar. And so, Dr. Judy Wood. Thank you. I seem to recall there were, 1,100 people who were vaporized, or I think you said dustified.
I didn't witness what happened to them, but they were not found. There's no accounting for them.
Yeah, some 1,000. There's no accounting for the missing people of a number around 1,000.
No DNA, despite the recovery of a pristine passport in the same vicinity, correct?
Right. And then there's no toilets, et cetera.
Yeah, I didn't witness the passport, but what I looked at is what information I collected and I, could see in the situation, which is, it's absolutely astounding. You should have over 3,000 toilets there, and toilets are easy to identify. The shiny porcelain, and you don't even see any part of one, not even one out of the whole complex.
And what radius out from ground zero was all of this material, what I say, dustification, found? What radius out from that?
Well, it depends on where you have the cutoff, at what density, because it went down the eastern seaboard, up at some high altitude.
Yeah. Dr. Judy, what I hope you will be a regular guest on National Intel, and I echo the previous call. I hope Roger will be a regular host with you on the program.
Let me say that I have a show on Sundays, and I've had Dr. Judy Wood on quite a bit, Ralph Winterroth's show on Sundays. I'm trying to get the truth out, the real evidence out there.
I appreciate your calling. You can get my book at WhereDidTheTowersGo.com, and that book, no one has been able to refute anything in it. How's that? It's been out about 3 years.
Okay, Fred, thanks for calling, and next caller is Brian out of Dallas, Texas. Go ahead. You got a question for either one of the guests or both?
Yeah, I do, for Dr. Reynolds specifically. This is all intellectually stimulating and fascinating conversation. It's been going on for 12 years now. When are we going to get some justice for the people who did this?
Well, both Dr. Reynolds and I actually are the only people who have pursued that. And if my case went forward, I continued on, only one of them needed to, but I filed a federal QI-TAM case, that's a whistleblower case, against the contractors on the NIST report because they committed science fraud. For example, Underwriters Lab did tests where they made up a mock-up of an entire floor and then a half-scale model, and then two of them of each, and they put them on fire, cooked them at twice the temperature for twice as long, and they still wouldn't fail. They had to call the test off because they ran out of fuel. And yet they signed off in reports saying that fire did it. That's fraud. They could not reproduce any failures due to fire. And so then you go down the list more, you know, there's 23 of them. But what is most interesting is two in particular are developers and manufacturers of energy weapons.
Oh, yeah, surprise. They're called in to investigate the collapse, so-called, of the Twin Towers. Isn't that amazing? That's outrageous.
And the number one, ARA had the most number of people on the contract on the working on the NIST report, and also they have a contract, had then and still continue to have contract from the U.S. government to know everything about any weapon of mass destruction that exists anywhere, or is being developed anywhere.
Now, I didn't expect to win any of the suits to win because it's the federal court system. This is way too hot. And but imagine getting these contractors under oath in their depositions, much less going to trial.
Right.
We could have exposed this whole thing for the racket
wide
that
open.
It is.
Because the ones in particular in ARA that I was focused on, they've even presented technical reports at technical conferences on energy weapons. They're developers and manufacturers of any energy weapons. They have a contract. They're supposed to know everything about any weapon of mass destruction that exists on the planet. So guess what? They're a pretty good candidate to know whose weapon that was. Not just what weapon, but whose. You know, the fingerprint of whose weapon is. And we would have had them under oath. Now, what happened to the case? No one supported it, except for about five of us. And so then the judges were free to sweep it under the carpet. Nobody knew the difference. The judges in the Court of Appeals, when they dismissed the case, they actually wrote in the written decision that they acknowledged that the law applied to this case, but they're ignoring the law to dismiss the case. How's that for you? They could not refute the allegations.
No, and those companies were Applied Research Associates, Inc., and the other one was Science Applications International Corp.
And SAIC is a top 10 defense contractor. They are big.
They're also big in PSYOPs, and they had a lot to do with preparing the report. Interesting coincidence.
What about the kosher mafia and the Bush administration and, you know, Zelikow and Zuckheim and Wolfowitz and all those guys, Pearl?
Well, what we're going after is what we can prove in court. And we have hard physical evidence, undeniable evidence. If you read my book, there's no honest person who's read my book who doesn't know what happened by the end. It doesn't give you the serial numbers, but you understand what happened, and it's undeniable. And, you know, those who try to refute me don't ever try to refute the book. Instead, they, you know, she's ugly, she's stupid, she's this, she's that. Anything to divert people away from the evidence, and the evidence tells you what happened.
And before we get out of here, we want to get what this process may have been, too. So we got to go to break. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for calling, Brian. We've got three more callers here. Back in a minute.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. And this is Ralph Winterud. I'm subbing for John Stadtmiller. He's off sick today, and I got two guests today that I'm honored to have, Dr. Judy Wood and Dr. Morgan Reynolds. And the next one up is Russ in Arizona. You got a question? We got several callers. We're going to try to get through all of you.
Yeah, am I on?
Yes, you are. Yes. Go ahead. Your question.
Yeah, hello. Dr. Judy, I have three quick questions for you. What is your position on American Flight 77? Do you believe it hit the Pentagon or not?
I'm not into starting with the answer and working backwards. I'm into you start with the evidence and move forward. That's the most important thing here, because somebody says, what's your idea? And then people go back and forth, round, just arguing. You don't get anywhere. You need to start with the evidence. What evidence do you have? What problem are you solving? Define the problem you're solving.
What's your next question, yeah. Russ?
Well, could you elaborate a little bit more on the first question? Because I really didn't get an answer there.
You did.
Yes,
she's not starting with the problem of the airplanes, and that's not where their evidence is about. Do you have another question?
Yeah, what was the power source of what you say polarized the towers?
Pardon me, I didn't quite understand what you said.
I didn't either. What was your question again?
Well, maybe I missed this as part of your presentation, but you say the towers were pulverized. Is that correct?
No, I didn't. Well, they were they were turned, mostly turned to dust in midair. Yeah. They didn't burn up or slam the ground. They mostly turned to dust in midair. Okay. And we know that because of the evidence that there's not a big pile of stuff left over. There's the lack of appropriate seismic signals. And there's also, lack of a ruptured bathtub.
Yeah, well, I mean, what caused that?
We didn't get to that point, but you have to start with the evidence first, and you realize what happened. It turned to dust in midair. We do know that. The majority of it, not all of it, but the majority of it did.
Well, what caused it?
It's something that causes things to turn into dust in midair.
I tell you what, we're gonna address that if we have time of the phenomena here before the show gets over. You have one more question?
Yeah.
You had three? Because I got three other people waiting here.
Well, yeah, I got pretty good questions here. You're not answering it.
Just listening, you heard the other part because.
Well, last question is who did 9/11?
That's the wrong order. It's important to begin with what happened before you say how it happened, before you say who did it or why they did it. So we're still discussing part one, and you have to go in that order. It's vital because if you start with anything else, you're assuming or you're imagining what happened, and you're solving an imaginary problem, not a real problem. This is why it's important, if you're going to do any forensic science to understand this process. There's a lot of people that think they can just guess at the answer and argue about the answer. That won't get anywhere. That's how cover-ups work. Cover-ups, they encourage citizens to argue about ideas of opinions, of speculation, of hearsay, of theories, of this, that, and they go round, forever and ever.
Well, the bottom line is
the right order here, what, how, who, why. That's the order in which you try to answer questions.
Yes.
Yeah, an example of this going wrong is the Casey Anthony case. We don't know if she was, guilty or innocent or whatever because we don't know what the crime was. The prosecution had failed to determine what happened. So they couldn't prosecute her because they didn't have the crime established.
And that isn't what your point is. You went to what happened and how did it happen, and the who and all that would have been under discovery and all the other things that would have you been blocked. And that's up to the government to figure it out.
Yeah,
they're the ones that have the power.
Right. If you start out with guessing at who and why and how and so forth, you don't have any solid foundation. That's just speculation. That's what conspiracy theory gets its name from. If you start out with physical evidence and prove what happened. Tells you the rest.
Let's go to Hungry Jack. You got a question for either one of the guests or both?
Yeah, I had a couple of quick points if possible. I heard a former RBN host being interviewed still talking about planes hitting the building. Now, I just wanted to get Dr. Judy Wood's opinion on planes and obviously the films that we saw of them penetrating the building. That's all photoshopped and made up. But what does Dr. Judy Wood think about planes? That's one, and I had another one about technology.
Well, the buildings, didn't burn up or slam to the ground. They turned to dust in midair. The majority of them did. And we know that because of the evidence. And planes cannot do that. Real planes can't do that, and neither can fake planes. So the planes are a distraction.
Right.
I'm dealing with what the evidence is, and I stick with the evidence. And it's the rest is a can of worms for what reason? Distraction. You get you away from the evidence. Anything that draws you away from the evidence of what happened is a sidetrack that's useless.
Exactly. I've stayed with you all along. Nukes don't explain it. Thermite or whatever version of it doesn't explain it.
Thank you for bringing that up. I would like to take this opportunity to explain what that is. What you have to do, start out with, is what happened. And what happened is you had 14 people walked out of stairway B. They were trapped in there while the building was turning to dust. And they looked up and saw blue sky. And they walked out on their own power. There were two more people above that level that survived, even though the building around them didn't. One guy, rode the wave down, so to speak, from the 21st or 22nd floor. Now, if you had a nuke going off, are those guys in stairwell B saying, "Ride 'em, cowboy," sitting on top of a nuke? or if they complain about having been cooked to death in the nuke? Or
right.
A nuke produces heat, lots of it. That's thermal energy. The buildings did not melt to death. They didn't get cooked to death. So we can throw that out. Right, the paper survived. Excellent, excellent. You brought that up. The paper survived. Kinetic energy is like the pancake collapse. Boom, 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 boom. And that's where you get pulverization when something hits something else. And a conventional bomb does that, or a missile, or a big jackhammer, or lots of little hammers, or, you know, wrecking ball. Something hitting something, flying and hitting something, or impacting. That is kinetic energy. So we've eliminated thermal energy and kinetic energy. What do we have left?
Timing does not work. 10 seconds does not work for pancaking at all, you know, and dustification. But let me introduce just one last thing here. What if, you know, this is technology that it's not in our consciousness. We don't understand directed energy. We only understand conventional.
That's fine.
Weapons.
That's fine. We can make observations. We can make observations. We can eliminate any kinetic energy weapon, any thermal energy weapon, because the buildings weren't cooked to death, nor were they beaten to death. They turned into dust. That means there's some kind of gizmo out there that can turn a building into dust in midair. That's all we need to know.
Do something else. What if there's more than one technology we don't understand involved here? What if, I see, it comes down to one or two things to me. Let me finish, if I may.
Okay, sure.
Well, there's witnesses that say they saw planes, and they may or may not have, but what if there is holographic technology introduced here where legitimate witnesses saw planes but really didn't because they were holographs?
It doesn't matter. The buildings turn into dust in midair.
To get my point out, just to say, if everyone interviewed was a Psionine or a Mossad agent or whatever, a false witness that saw planes, it was all false. But it's got to be one of the two, right?
I don't go there because it's a can of worms. You're not working on hard evidence. You're doing a guesswork and trying to outguess the outguessers about speculating about, you know, and it doesn't matter. The majority of the buildings turn to dust in midair. Airplanes can't do that. Real airplanes can't do that, and neither can fake airplanes do that. So let's put that issue aside. There's something that can turn buildings into dust in midair. Airplanes are kinetic energy.
I agree with Dr. Wood on this point.
Okay.
As Webster Tarpley pointed out, the whole airplane hijacking story is a blood libel on the Muslim world, and the consequences of that have been enormous. Here's just one fact. The whole government story says we had these four plane crashes. Show me one tail section. These tail sections are huge. They're hanging off at the end of a 155-foot airframe or 159 feet, depending on whether it's a 757 or 767. You're telling me these were plane crashes from hijacked airliners, and you don't have one tail section. Those Asiana Flight 214, remember that weeks ago from South Korea? Those things, came in short of the runway. And the first thing that happens is a tail section snaps off. So that I'm telling you, the whole plane thing is a fraud, and it's an important thing to get to the bottom to.
I agree, but that's a separate thing. I'm trying to find what happened to the buildings, and airplanes didn't happen to the buildings.
they're both very important in terms of understanding what happened and what didn't happen.
Yep.
Well, I suggest getting a book and, you know, a lot of that clarified. We've got three more callers. I want to try to get them all on. Dino and Denver, go ahead. By the way, I don't know if you're for or against what happened in Colorado, but I'm telling you what, I'm for those people down there that took two of those Democrats and said, have a nice life.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you, bro.
Okay, hold on a minute. We got to go to break. Back in a minute. Came and took it away.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartAndBody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I'm Seth Miller, and I have Dr. Judy Wood and Dr. Morgan Reynolds on. And Dino, you're up next. We got three callers. We're going to try to get everybody in here because that's the thing to the people that you might think I'm cutting you a little short here, but I'm trying to get all of the callers in so they all get their questions or at least get a question or two.
Can it's I finish good, that Ralph. Last? Hang on a second. I'd like to finish that last thing. The plane issue is important, but it's a separate issue. I call it the getaway car. It also is the psychological effect of what takes people to war and whatever else. It's separate from what happened to buildings, and that's why it's nice that Morgan, you know, got into the airplane thing, and I was paying attention to what happened to buildings. So, okay. Just want to clear that up. Thanks.
Okay, Dino, you're on Denver. Next question.
Question. Just a couple things. I was curious if either one of the doctors had seen either the video clips or the actual broadcast that I saw on. This has to do with Building 7. They had broadcast on television that Building 7 had already come down an hour before it happened. And then there's an individual video where a person had the police moving the group back, telling them that they're getting ready to bring the building down. Have you seen either one of those?
Yes, and why I don't put any value in it. Did you know that One Liberty Plaza was prematurely announced to have collapsed?
Say that one more time.
At one, Liberty Plaza was confirmed as having collapsed. But it's still standing today.
Yes, I.
But they announced
that
one too. Yeah. Yeah, they announced that prematurely. They also announced, I just saw this one recently, they announced, somebody announced that, I think it was, one reporter from one station reported that ABC, or another station had said that the, Capitol was on fire. So there's a lot going on. People are just confused and they all want to be the first to report it. So they're all like jumping on hearsay of whatever.
Yeah,
no one
knows. Right. I was just saying that you know, the police were telling people that they were, you know, in a sense demoing the building and to back up. And I was wondering if you'd seen that. But before, let me get these others out. You can answer them and move
sure.
on with Rhino Grouse and Uri. There's
Thanks
a couple
for
of
calling
other
us.
Things. Oh, no problem. The, two things. One, from what I've been able to find out, there was a member of the Bush family was head of security of the World Trade Center. And if that was the case, I had also read they had just finalized the new insurance on the building. I think it was 2 or 3 days prior. And the last thing was, I forget how many tens of thousands of tons of gold were supposed to be in the basement of those buildings that were never found either. I'll hang up and let you comment on
okay.
those. And you guys have a great
Thanks.
Day. Thank you.
There's a lot of stories. It's also, did you know that there are people changing light bulbs in the elevators? We should go investigate those. Oh, there are people that were taking, you know, changing trash cans on the 72nd floor. There's a lot of things that people get you to focus on, but that takes you away from the hard evidence. Because there's always stories of this and that. As for the insurance issue, Larry Silverstein had just recently taken ownership of that building. If you didn't buy insurance on that building, that's a more serious problem we have. If you buy a house, you're going to get insurance on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
There's another aspect of this, and that is Easter eggs being planted
bingo.
To distract and send people down the wrong rabbit holes.
Exactly. Thanks, Morgan. That's right. Remember that article we were going to write? Building 7 and the Easter egg hunt.
Okay, Ed and Dallas, you're up next. We got you, and then we got Bob in Nebraska. I want to try to get both you in before we close out. Go ahead,
Hello,
Ed
Ralph
and Dallas.
And Dr. Wood, how are you?
Great.
I'm going to take a little bit of a different angle. I'm going towards your lawsuit. What I wanted to ask you is, under what did you invoke some law of the United States to sue them under, or did you just do a blanket
nope.
lawsuit against them?
There was a particular law we both used. I filed mine in April, and Morgan, Dr. Reynolds filed his in May of 2007. We first submitted a request for correction to NIST. We notified NIST of what their contractors did, you know, that they committed fraud. And whether they corrected or not was a different issue. But that was our act of whistleblowing. That qualified us to file a federal KETAM case. What you need to show is that there was fraud. NIST already admitted it to us. That there was fraud and, you know, who was involved. And that you were the first to file it. Well, we're the only ones. Dr. Reynolds filed it about, you know, they assumed that there were planes. They didn't prove there were planes. I went into the building issue. And so there is a law. You can't sue the government, but you can sue the contractors for fraud. And there's a parallel case right now that's going on with Lance Armstrong. Because he was a contractor for the U.S. Postal System. And he committed fraud. And I think it's Floyd Landis has filed a federal KETAM case, the same kind of case, a whistleblower case. And this time the government's joining in. And they're probably let this one go forward. But look how long that cover-up stayed, too.
I had an interview with Jerry Liepert, the attorney for both of us in our separate cases. And I have an interview with him on my radio show, my weekly radio show, which is called The Reynolds Reveal. Or you can go to my website and dial that up. And he will give you all the specifics there. It's basically under the Data Quality Act, and it's Dr. Wood says it's a whistleblowing. We were actually suing them in place of the Crown or the government. They love it when it comes to Medicare exposing fraud, but they didn't like it in our case very well.
That answer your question?
Sort of. I mean, it answers the question as to the law part of it, but the problem is that under that law that she's talking about, it probably is not real law. It's probably merely an opinion of the Congress.
And so
we should distinguish between the common law, which is what I would call real law, and legislation or statutes. And it is under statute. Yes.
Yes. And it gives them wide discretionary power. That's the problem with it. And let me ask you this. Did they dismiss it based on sovereign immunity? Is that what they used?
Nope. They dismissed it illegally. They dismissed it acknowledging the law applied to my case. But they were ignoring the law in order to dismiss the case.
Okay. Did you appeal it?
Lower court dismissed it because he wasn't going to hear a case about who shot JFK or what landed on the moon, amongst other things. But excuse me, sir, that isn't what the case is about. He was just, I think he didn't want to deal with it, wanted the appeals court to deal with it. So we went to the appeals court with my case, and that's where they wrote that they were ignoring the law to dismiss the case. And then I filed it with the United States Supreme Court. Now, in recent years, they don't have to hear a case unless they feel like it. Well, they decide they didn't feel like it.
Right. Yeah, well, that's overwhelmingly what the Supreme Court picks and chooses.
Yeah, since 1984.
They just dismissed it at the Supreme Court level, right?
No, they refused to hear it under writ of certiorari.
Yeah, they refused to issue this writ of certiorari.
The biggest point here is we had the Court of Appeals acknowledge they were ignoring the law to dismiss the case. And the U.S. Supreme Court didn't have a problem with that.
We need to move on. We got one more caller. I want to try to get him in here before we get out here. In Nebraska, Bob in Nebraska. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing, Dr. Wood? How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I saw your video. I was on YouTube, I think, probably about 8 months ago. And it was talking about when you said the towers were falling down, you know, they see they were vaporized.
Which video?
So long ago. You were promoting the book and stuff. It was on I don't know for sure, but it was, you were explaining the points of what was happening to the towers when they were coming down, and I was looking at it and stuff. And then about 2 months later, I saw I was watching some, I don't know, show talk about atomic bombs and stuff like that. And the thing that happened was, you know, you see the old video photos of, I don't know, in the 40s or the 50s style cars and the bomb blasts and all that.
Bob, I hate to cut you off, but we're running out of time here. Hey. We're getting ready to close out, and I thank you for calling.
You may want to watch the video at the top of my homepage. That's a good one to watch. And watch it carefully. The buildings didn't fall down. They turned to dust in midair.
Yeah, okay. Dr. Judy Wood, wheredidthetowersgo.com. Thank you for coming on. And Dr. Reynolds, I thank you. And if you got your show and webpage, give that out real quick.
Okay, nomoregames.net. And you can get to my weekly show via that. It's on the Guerrilla Media Network called The Reynolds Reveal.
Okay, I want to thank you both for being my guest, and we're gone.
Freedom ain't